I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Flood recovery continues in waterlogged Mozambique. Operation Mobilization has been there since 1989, and helping their neighbors is a top priority. OM's Jeff Peters.
Food security, things like provision of safe drinking water. There are certain things that are just basic essentials. Our focus is always to assess what the needs are, and no matter what the hurdles are that might get in the way, do whatever we can to press forward and make sure that people are feeling the love of Christ.
First aid isn't their only focus, though.
We start with relief and restoration, but long term, it's recovery. How do we recover, help people recover, and use this as a platform so that we can continue to show God's love to people who are desperately hurting?
And 90% of deaf children are born to parents who can hear. Most of those parents, 85%, never learn sign language. As a result, many deaf kids are cut off from the world around them. Not so, though, for 2-year-old Sam Savitz, DOOR International's Rob Myers.
Many kids actually grow up without language until they reach the age of 4 or 5. So given that situation, having Samantha in Newton, Massachusetts, these neighbors really wanted to do more than just say hi to her. And so they brought in a deaf person to teach all of them so they could start to communicate with Sam.
On the mission field, reaching deaf for Christ means supporting the work of deaf believers. DOOR translates the Bible into sign languages and trains deaf leaders. For ways to help, connect with us at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. You'll also find details on One Way's PrayerCast outreach. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.